This is Senator Al Simpson. A vital discussion on peace in the Middle East will take place under United Nations auspices, but it won't happen in New York. That's very unfortunate. Ted Kennedy and I will face off after this. Ted, George Shultz has been one of the most effective, able, and respected secretaries of state in my recent memory. But I don't agree with his decision to deny PLO chief Yasser Arafat a visa to speak to the United Nations. Arafat is a bad apple, but the UN Charter was created to deal with all of the actors on the world stage, the good, the bad, and the ugly. World peace just can't be achieved if we only communicate with the nice guys. This strong, fair, free, and unthreatened country could have granted the rascal a visa for just 12 hours, but I fear now we've given him the extraordinary opportunity to now criticize us about the very things he needs to learn so much more about, democracy and freedom.
Al, excluding Arafat was Secretary Shultz's decision, and I don't intend to second-guess it. George Shultz is a decent man of high integrity. By rejecting the visa for Arafat, he made a strong statement against terrorism. The whole world understands that, even if the UN is caught up in the propaganda circus of moving to Geneva. Congress and the country will miss George Shultz, Al. No one in the Reagan administration worked harder for peace in the Middle East. Whether the UN debate takes place in New York or Geneva, the real issue is the same. Israel is prepared to negotiate peace with its neighbors. The fundamental question is whether the PLO is now finally prepared to renounce terrorism once and for all, recognize Israel, and be a part of the peace process. George Shultz challenged the PLO to give peace a chance, Al, and we're waiting for their answer. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on President Reagan's unfortunate veto of the ethics bill. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.